Cornwall Council's proposals to expand Falmouth Dockyard has been met with mixed emotions due to concerns for the marine environment. A toxic chemical, which used to be used to remove sea life from the bottom of large industrial boats, has accumulated in the water. By deepening the harbour, fishermen, including Chris Ranger of Cornish Native Oysters, believe the chemicals would be disturbed.
I don't think an oyster fishery can survive TBT paint and heavy metals and the stuff that was designed to kill marine life. You know, it's the most harmful substance introduced by man to the marine world. And it's toxic paint from their shipyard.
But others don't believe that this will be a problem. The council say that all environmental regulations will be followed, and Marshall Finnegan, an oyster fisherman in support of the improvements, says he'll be keeping an eye to make sure they do.
The main thing is, as long as they actually build the thing on the outgoing tide, any effluent or bad properties in the water and in the mud will go out to sea. So we don't mind it. So it's no problem. Fishermen, you know, obviously will be watching every movement.
However, for now, the arguments will continue. Currently, the improvements have been put on hold, and for some, that's the way they hope it stays. Kat Williams, Radio Falmouth News.